and Jude is around, I'm very even keel. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's good to hear. That's what I hear from most of my patients, actually.
That's true.
Yeah, especially, you know, what lately, I have a lot of PTSD cases, right? And they're telling me with this pandemic, people, it's really getting old, and people are tired of it.
Yep.
You know, and people are antsy, and cannabis actually helps them a lot. You know, it calms them down, they sleep better, and things are just better.
Yep.
So, you know, cannabis, by the way, that's the regular medical name for marijuana, just in case some people don't know.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I have to say, I really love this marijuana. It makes work fun. I don't actually take it myself,
right.
But, you know, that's, I mean, I'm seeing all these people. All these patients are doing so much better, and that is really fun to see. And I've been in practice for like 30 years now, and never seen any drug that does so much good with so little downside.
Dr. Merman, I never sleep less than 8 hours a night. Usually somewhere between 8 and 9 hours a night I sleep ever since I came to see you. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's not surprising. That's what I hear all the time. I wish they would allow it for as just for sleep as primary insomnia as a qualifying condition. But we've tried 2 years in a row, and that hasn't happened yet. I don't know why they wouldn't allow it. But nonetheless, you know, people have other conditions, and like PTSD, or they're in pain, or they have some bowel disease, or whatever, you know, and sleep is a part of the condition, and that gets better as well, you know, and when the pain is less, and sleep improves as well, so it's great, and they calm down, they're not anxious, and they're not angry. And you used to be angry, right?
Me? No. Always even keel, Dr. Merman. Always even keel. Now everybody knows you really do know me. good call. He's having fun on a Monday morning. That's all I know.
Agreed. Let's have some cannabis. Yeah. So, and we've actually posted, like, for 4 months, we posted results from people on our website. That's lifemedical.us. And you go to a medical marijuana page and click on patient results, and it's right there. And I kind of quit posting at this point because it's all basically the same. People are doing much better, and there's essentially no side effects, and things are just great. So you can read all that right there in patient's own words. We're putting the good effects. Whatever side effects there are, and usually there is none, as I said, but there are some good side effects. Like, I've had, like, sleep is a good side effect in some cases.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I've also seen some unusual, like, unexpected things. Like, I see a lot of people losing weight, you know, cannabis is supposed to give you munchies and you're supposed to gain weight, but that's really not what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen like maybe 2-3 pound weight gain in some people from munchies, but I've also seen anywhere from 20 to 70 pounds a year weight loss from better sleep and being happy.
Oh.
And that is quite amazing. And we also have a weight loss program doing it in a different way with supplements, but I don't even have to offer it to these people who are overweight in many cases because cannabis does the trick. So that's been kind of unexpected. My record, a guy lost 180 pounds in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
That was something. I think he was like around 400 pounds or something like that initially.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pandemic, people are, you know, like anxious, and some of them are afraid of infection. Some are just tired of it. Some lost their job. Others worried about loved ones, and so they start having, you know, anxiety and sometimes nightmares and all that. And that's real acute PTSD. And that actually can be helped with cannabis as well. And it's a qualifying condition, PTSD. So people need to know about that.
Is it, Dr. Merman, is it much worse this year because you already brought up COVID and people are sick to death of it, but it just seems to me with the crime and the rioting and the charge in the U.S. Capitol and the, you know, you can't go here, you can't go out to eat. People got to be, have you seen people more stressed out than they are right now?
Definitely, for sure. And And I'm seeing, I mean, mostly I'm hearing about this from people I see in follow-ups. So they've been on cannabis for like a year or two or three or whatever. And this year they are saying, yes, it's a very hard year. You know, and like I said, everybody's worried or anxious about different things. Like some tell me about the politics. It's true. I mean, they can't stand
right,
it.
Right,
they get angry. But, you know, their cannabis really keeps them in good shape. So they're quite surprised how well they are weathering this. I can just read a couple of cases from that page.
Love to hear it.
Great. You know, yep. Like this 42-year-old guy, a veteran, he's with PTSD. So he's on cannabis now for 2 years. Anxiety is way down. He is much more able to relax. Everything's great. And the pain that he has in his shoulder has gone away as well. Well, cannabis is the best painkiller. It's the safest of all of them, including over-the-counter. So both conditions in the same person. And most people have more than one condition. Like this kid, a 17-year-old, PTSD again, but he's on autistic spectrum as well. And people on autistic spectrum get kind of, they get antsy and anxious and panic attacks. And this guy says he stopped taking all of his psychiatric drugs with cannabis because it's just helping his anxiety and sleep. He says it's a saver for panic attacks for him. So, great. Another one, interesting, 34-year-old guy with, again, PTSD, and it helps him with all the stressors and calm down, but it actually helped him stop Suboxone. Now, Suboxone is it's a narcotic, but it's a safe opioid that people are given for to get off of other opioids when they're addicted. But it's very hard to get off of this one. And so we see this all the time. You know, with cannabis, people relax and the pain goes down and they can get off of their narcotic. This is, like, so common.
Well, so, it happened with me. Now, would THC be considered, I mean, what is a pharmaceutical? I don't even know what the hell that is. But what is a pharmaceutical? Is that THC?
Well, there's two alkaloids, THC and CBD, and they need to be in balance. And that's what the pharmacists do. And they figure out the right balance for each person, and it's not the same. And sometimes with too much THC, you're going to get... like sometimes side effects, you may get high or tired or something. And some people really, especially older people, sometimes they'll start taking it and they really don't like being tired. Well, you really need to get the pharmacist to help you figure out the right dose because otherwise you may not be able to tolerate it. Like I put my mom on it, she has fibromyalgia.
Right.
And she took a few doses and she's like, no, take it away from me, you know. I never want to take it again. Why? Because she's afraid she's not going to be able to drive now. Because she's kind of not quite, you know, perfectly good in the head. But and she didn't even want to work with the pharmacist. She got so scared. But you don't need to be, because in almost every case, pharmacist will figure out the THC to CBD ratio and the right medicine, and then the side effects do go away, and most people can tolerate the stuff very well, very easily. There's one interesting thing lately, and I think I mentioned last time I saw these studies in mice that cannabis is preventing deaths from COVID-like conditions in mice. Because it's an anti-inflammatory, so it makes sense. So I started asking my patients if they've had COVID and if cannabis actually helped them with the symptoms. And I've had several positive responses. So that's quite exciting. And it's my new unofficial study. So not ready for prime time yet.
Well, any minute now. It'll be fine.
Any minute, yes.
No question.
The biggest problem with it is the cost. It's expensive, It is covered on some insurances like work comp and auto injury, and we can help some people get coverage for their pain if that's what it's related to. But for others, it's out of pocket. And we really need to get flour approved, unprocessed flour.
Right.
And that would really reduce cost. I'm told about threefold. Because none of the processing will be necessary, and people can make their own medicine. And the internet is full of recipes how to make medicine, obviously. But some of the politicians are holding it up. You're talking about bad politicians. Now here you go. You know, so people need to call their politicians,
yep,
Minnesota legislators, and ask them to get cannabis flower approved for use as medical products. And if they are, I mean, some of them will tell you, well, Jesus wouldn't approve. Well,
yeah, I know, right?
You know, I would tell them, you know what, Jesus made it, so I have a feeling to love this.
I like that. It's a good argument.
You know, why wouldn't he? I mean, it works so well for so many symptoms. So,
absolutely.
But I can talk on and on. Anybody has any questions out there?
Anyone on the show have a question? One thing I will tell you, if it's okay, Dr. Merman, Catherine will give you a call this morning. Is that okay? She just calls you and asks you the route to take to get this straightened away. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, of course. Let's do it like a bit before 9:30 when I start work. See, I'm not like you. I don't start work at 5.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. We'll get it done before 9:30. I'll have her call you before 9:30.
I'm up so early today, so I'm ready to talk to her.
I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jacob Merman, Life Medical, of course. Is it okay to give that number at the top of the page, the 800 number, the 952-800?
That number on the page, sure. But our main number is 952-933-8900.
933-8900.
Yeah, or that number on the top of the page on the site, lifemedical.us. Call with any questions. I do answer my email. Just click on send email to Dr. Merman and I'll reply. I'm always in contact. And
I'll
be happy to talk to Catherine. So,
all right, Dr. Merman, thank you for your time as always, sir.
Yeah,
I owe you.
Best, everybody. See you guys.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Jacob Merman, ladies and gentlemen. He's right, though. Seriously, I don't take any other pharmaceuticals. I don't take any drugs. I just take THC. I sleep. It's magnificent. I used to take, you know, painkillers. I used to take sleep medication. I used to take all this different stuff. I don't take any of it anymore. Why? Because I'm getting a good night's sleep. Good night's sleep takes care of everything, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, having gone through it myself, I don't have the same treatment as you. I went through a sleep study, the whole thing. It is life-changing. I mean, the day that you're about to have is directly related to the night's sleep that you just had.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jacob Merman. I really like that guy. You know one thing that pisses me off, though, about Jacob Merman? Every time I see his picture, he looks younger. What the hell is that? Cut the comedy, Dr. Merman.
He does have a Doogie Howser thing going there, doesn't he?
He definitely does have the Doogie Howser, the Russian Doogie Howser. That's who he is. So, yeah, Life Medical, Minnesota Medical and Rehabilitation. Life Medical is the name of the company, and it's 952-933. What was it again? I forgot. Well, 952-800-9315 is another one. 952-800-9315 is the other number you can call. So. I would highly recommend it. I am much more calm than I used to be. I still, you know, look, I still get upset like everybody else does. But, again, you know, a good example, if I wasn't on THC when that guy...